I am recording. Okay, welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed their Yom Tif. It's good to be back and to be learning together once again. This year tonight is sponsored by Toby and Beverly Bernstein. L'zecher nishmas Toby's mother, Adina Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Zev. The neshama should have an aliyah. Ayashik hayach. Okay, so tonight's shiur, the topic is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I was discussing with a few people earlier, and there's a whole spectrum of views. So obviously, I'm not going to include, I'm not including the entire spectrum. This is sort of like the Mara Mekoymis that I came up with. well, let's start with the Gemara in Ksubis that has a few Maimari Chazal about the godless of Eretz Yisrael and the godless of living in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, at the very end of Ksubis, Hakol Malon LeEretz Yisrael, that everyone can force their spouse, whether it's the husband or the wife, to move to Eretz Yisrael. A husband can force his wife, a wife can force her husband. Ein Hakol Motzian, and nobody is authorized to drag their family out of Eretz Yisrael if the rest of the family wants to stay. Hakol Malon LeYerushalayim, everybody has the right, any family member has the right to drag the rest of the family to Yerushalayim. Ein Hakol Motzian, and again, the same halacha, that no one in the family, the husband or the wife, doesn't have the right to force everyone to leave Yerushalayim. Whether it's the husband or the wife, man or woman, they both have the right to coerce the other to move to Yerushalayim and or Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa. Neither has the right to force the other to move out of Yerushalayim or out of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara elaborates on the halacha in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, hu oimer lalois. Imagine if the husband decides that he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. Hi oimer shaloi lalois, and the wife refuses. Koifin oisol lalois. So as the Mishnah stated, we force her to move up with the husband. V'im lav, and if she still refuses, teitze b'loi ksuba. The Braisa actually says it's grounds for a divorce. He can divorce his wife without a ksuba. He wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And likewise the other way. Hi oimeres lalois, the woman wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, but hi oimeres shloi lalois, and the husband refuses. Koifin oisoi lalois, we force him to move up. V'im lav, yoitze v'yiten ksuba. And if not, that's also grounds for the divorce. And because it's his fault, he would have to give a ksuba. Hi oimeres lotzeis, she wants to leave. Hu oimer shloi lotzeis, he doesn't want to leave. Koifin oisa, it's the same halacha the other way. We force her not to leave. And if not, it's grounds for a divorce to not have to give the ksuba. And vice versa, if he wants to leave and she doesn't want to leave, the halacha is we force him not to leave. Otherwise, again, it's grounds for divorce. And because he's the moirid, the halacha is he has to give a ksuba. So that's one in terms of the schus that each family member has to move to Eretz Yisrael. Another brisa, la'olam yador adam, that should say, be Eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu bi'ir shiruba oivdekachavam. Even if the only place where he can find lodgings is a city that the majority are non-Jews, still it's preferable to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'al yidor b'chutz l'aretz afilu bi'ir shiruba Yisrael. And it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael in a city that has the majority of non-Jews, even better than to live in chutz l'aretz in a city that the majority is Jewish. Shekol hador be'eretz Yisrael doimek k'bish yesh le'elka. Anyone living in the land of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, is as if he has Hashem with him. Kol hador b'chutz l'aretz doimek k'bish yesh le'elka. And anybody who lives in chutz l'aretz is as if he doesn't have Hashem with him. And the Marsha explains the Gemara there that of course Hashem is everywhere, but moving out of Eretz Yisrael, living somewhere else, is ke'en. It's analogous to a rejection on some level of all of the kedusha that one could enjoy in Eretz Yisrael. So it's as if he's going off to be oivid avodah zarah. These are all statements. The Gemara tells us, Omer Rabbi Elazar kol hador be'eretz Yisrael shari b'lein avoy. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he doesn't have any averis. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Omer Rav Anan kol hakaver be'eretz Yisrael, anyone who merits being buried in Eretz Yisrael, kilu kaver tachas ha'mizbeach, it's as if he's buried under the mizbeach, it's as if He's a korban. He's part of the korbanos that are going on, the schus of even being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And again, the Gemara tells us, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, just like it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it's also usher to leave from Bavel to the rest of the lands. And Rabba and Rav Yosef say, Afilu from Pumbedisa, Lebekubi, even from Pumbedisa, which was a city in Bavel, to an outskirts there, it would be forbidden because you're leaving a Makam Torah. And the Gemara says another statement, Omar Rav Yehuda, Kol Ador B'Bavel, Kilu Dor B'Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who lives in Bavel, Bavel was a Makam Torah in those days. It's as if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara seems to be telling us that Eretz Yisrael is the Spitz. Eretz Yisrael is like the highest level. And like the second best is to live in a Makam Torah. Omar Rav Avohu says, Afilu Shivcha K'nainis. Even a non-Jewish maidservant in Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lashihi Bas Oilam Haba, she's guaranteed a portion in the world to come. Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan Kol HaMahalach, anyone who goes Dalit Amis in Eretz Yisrael is also Muftach Loi Shehu Ben Oilam Haba. Anybody who travels in Eretz Yisrael, anybody who walks four Amis in Eretz Yisrael is guaranteed a portion in Eretz Yisrael. We see the Gevaldika Milas of living in Eretz Yisrael. I find it hard to going through these Marma Koimis. I'm not practicing what I preach. The Gemara tells us, we'll see the Marma Koimis, we'll see what it says. The Pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, in Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ba'arvas Moyav, on the plains of Moyav, before entering, Al Yardein Yerechai, along the Yardein Leimah, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, Yomarto Aleihem, and say to them, Ki atem oivrim es hayardein el Eretz Kanaan. You're about to cross over the Yardein into the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'hayrashtem es kol yoshei ha'aretz. You should chase out the people who live there, the inhabitants. V'ibatem es kol maski yoisam. You should destroy all of the floors they set up to bow. V'es kol tzalmei masei choisam te'abedu. And all of their geshkas, their idols, you should destroy. As called b'moisam tashmidu, all their high places, you should get rid of. B'hoirashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba, you should chase the nations out of the land, and you should inhabit the land. You should settle the land. Ki lochen nosati es ha'aretz l'reshes oisa, because to you I have given the land to inherit. And you should istachaltem es ha'aretz b'goyrol, you should set up the lots that the Pasuk describes later, and you should establish the shvatim for your families in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk tells us that we have to drive the pagan nations out of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and we have to settle the land. Now those are the psukim in Parshas Maaseh. It's well known, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, the simple translation of the psukim. And from this serves as the foundation for the entire discussion, really. Rashi says, V'hoirashtem es ha'aretz, V'hoirashtem oisa miyoshveha. The Pasuk says, Rashi sort of paraphrases the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoirashtem es ha'aretz, you should drive the inhabitants out and inherit the land, V'yishavtem ba, and you should settle there. Rashi says that the Pasuk is a haftacha. The Pasuk is giving us a promise. You should drive out the inheritance and you should acquire the land. Rashi says, you should chase out the inhabitants, drive out the pagan inhabitants. And then, Rashi puts the word "us" into the pasuk, and only then will you merit living and settling in the land. You'll be able to exist in the land. And if you don't chase out the inhabitants, you won't be able to endure, you won't be able to exist in the land. So Rashi tells us that Hashem is simply informing us that if we fulfill the mitzvah of chasing the pagan nations out of the land, only then will we be able to endure in the land. But if not, we will not merit, it'll be impossible to endure in the land. And there are psukim like that, that there's a mitzvah to chase the pagan, the nations that were worshipping idols. We have to chase them out, otherwise they'll be like a kite, they'll be a thorn in our side, and we'll end up losing the land. So the Pasuk is simply reiterating that promise, that you'll only have a kiyum in the land if you chase out, if you drive out the nations that are there. V'yashavtem ba, according to Rashi, is simply the promise. Only then, says Rashi, will you merit, will you have a kiyum in the land. The Ramban argues with Rashi. And let's learn the Ramban together. And then he elaborates in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban writes the following, off the north, on that pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. Says the Ramban, Al Daiti, in my opinion, says the Ramban, Zu Mitzvah Sasehi. This is actually a positive commandment. It's a Mitzvah Sasehi. V'hoi Rashtu V'sa'aretz V'yoshavtem Ba. It's a Mitzvah Sasehi. It's one of the Tariq Mitzvahs that you should drive out the inhabitants and you should settle the land. It's actually a mitzvah. Not the way Rashi said, that it's a promise, it's a statement that if you drive out the nations, only then will you merit to be able to endure in the land. It's a mitzvah. The pasuk is telling us, v'yoshavtem ba, that you should dwell in the land. Yitzava oisam sheyoshu ba'aretz v'yorshu oisam. The pasuk is giving us a mitzvah, that we have to inhabit the land. We have to take possession of the land. Gihi nitalehem. It's given to them. It's given to us. Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's gift to the Jewish people. Not to be repulsed by the Nachlas Hashem. Not living in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, is like a statement, has the connotation that you don't want to live there. The mitzvah is we should want to live there and live there. Imagine, says the Ramban, if we would decide to go conquer Babylonia, or Eretz Ashur, or Assyria, Bezulasan, Lsiashu Sham and live there. Yavru a mitzvah Hashem will be, that would be a kumva asay, that would be an active violation of this mitzvah asay, because the pasuk says, I want you to live in Eretz Yisrael, I want you to settle Eretz Yisrael. It's incumbent upon all of us to live in Eretz Yisrael. Going and possessing another land, an alternate place to live, is as if we're rejecting the nachala of Hashem. And the Ramban refers to the Gemara in Ksubis that we just learned. Umasha hafligu rabbeinu b'mitzvos ha'yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. And this that the Chachamim described in such extreme terms, in such exaggerated terms, so to speak, that the mitzvah of yeshiva sa'aretz, that you merit olam haba, usha asur lotzeis mimena, and that it's forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael. V'yadoinu k'moyredes, and we treat the wife who refuses to go along with her husband as a rebellious wife that we had in Ksubis, that you deduct from the Ksuba. And the same thing with the man. If the man refuses to follow his wife to Eretz Israel, he's considered like he's rebelling against his wife and he has to give the Ksuba. Says the Ramban, where did the Gemara get all of this? This is the source of that mitzvah. Because this pasuk is actually a positive commandment. And this pasuk, the pasuk reiterates this mitzvah in many places. And he brings an example, bo rishu es ha'aretz, go and take possession of the land. But the Ramban points out that Rashi's not learning like that. Abo Rashi pirish, but Rashi explains the pasuk differently. V'hoi rashtem es ha'aretz, that you should possess the land. V'hoi rashtem oisam miyoshveha, Rashi actually translates the word v'hoi rashtem to drive out the nations. Oz v'yashavtem ba, and Rashi puts the word oz. Rashi paraphrases the pasuk. If you drive out the nations, only then will you merit to live there. Tuchlu l'skayim ba, and if not, you will not able to be lived there. Umashe pi rashna hua ikar, but the Ramban argues with Rashi. My explanation of the pasuk is the primary explanation. He rejects Rashi, he argues with Rashi, and he says the Ramban maintains that it's a mitzvah asay to live in Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi apparently wasn't learning like that. There is no specific mitzvah to say to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a promise that if we do what we're supposed to do, Hashem will allow us to be in Eretz Yisrael. But it was never meant to be a positive and commandment, incumbent, a technical mitzvah to say to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. I summed up in item Yud Aleph, when it goes in the email, it turned it into numbers. But in Yud Aleph, it says that the Pashtus HaDvarim is that Rashi holds that the Pasuk is a Haftacha, it's a promise, it's not a mitzvah, it's not strictly speaking a mitzvah, but the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah saseh, l'shemes ba'aretz. So the Ramban's proof that it's a mitzvah is all of the glowing statements of Chazal, how important it is to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting because I had a ha'ara. I didn't see anybody ask this, but I had a ha'ara on the Ramban in the footnote number one that the Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksubis that it's a mitzvah saseh. It seems like the footnotes didn't come out. It came out different than the font. So, the same Gemara says that the din moiredes, there it is, that the din moiredes, that we treat the husband or the wife as rebelling against the other, also applies from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. It doesn't just apply from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it applies even from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. And even the Ramban agrees that there's no specific mitzvah asay to live in Yerushalayim over the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful thing to live in Yerushalayim, but even the Ramban would have to admit that that's just because it's a beautiful thing to live in Yerushalayim. So my horror was that the Gemara is not really a proof that it's technically a mitzvah, because does it say anywhere that there's a mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim over the rest of Eretz Yisrael? And also the fact that it says that it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. So my ha'ara was that the same Gemara says that it's usher to leave Bavel to the rest of the lands also. So perhaps we can interpret the Gemara that someone should not leave a place that has a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha, and this could even be applied to a Makam Torah. So in defense of Rashi, it might just be a concept that it's a rejection to leave Eretz Yisrael. It might not demonstrate that there's actually technical a mitzvah asay to live in Eretz Yisrael or to live in Yerushalayim. That would be in defense of Rashi. The Ramban, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, so the Ramban wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs. He wrote the number of the 613 mitzvahs, but the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Ramban was really meant as a hasaga. It was meant as a challenge against the Rambam, because the Rambam leaves out the mitzvah of living in Eretz Israel. He does not count it as a mitzvah. So the Ramban writes, sort of as a hamacha, as an objection to the Ramban, says the Ramban, that should be mitzvah revius. The fourth mitzvah, shenitzavinu l'reshes ha'aretz, we have a command to possess the land. Hashem nosan hakel yisbarach v'yisala, that Hashem gave this land, the yisbarach v'yisala, gave it to our forefathers, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we have a mitzvah not to leave the land, not to abandon the land in any of the other nationalities, or not to leave it desolate. So the Ramban says we have a mitzvah to possess it, to try to get it, to take it away from the pagan nations. That's why Rashtan, we should drive them out. And we also have a mitzvah to build up the land, not to leave it desolate, to settle the land and to build up the land. Says the Ramban, Al teshtavish v'toymer, a person should not make a mistake and think that this mitzvah is a whole completely different mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah here is to wage a battle against the Shivas Amim, that we have a mitzvah to destroy them, like it says, Hachrein Tachrima. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Maybe it's not so much that we have to possess the land. Maybe the mitzvah is to destroy the pagan nations that are living there. Says the Ramban, Ein Hadavar Kein. To preclude this notion, the Ramban says that's not the case. The mitzvah here is not simply to drive out the nations. The mitzvah here is specifically to possess the land. She'im nitztavinu laharika umesohem behilachim imanu. Because the mitzvah to fight the nations is only if they wage war against us. Ve'imrotzu lahashlim nashlim imoy. On the contrary, says the Ramban, if they would agree to be peaceful with us, we would not have a mitzvah to wage war with them. Ve'nazvein, we can leave them alone. As long as we meet the conditions there, they have to pay taxes and they have to live peacefully. They have to not worship idols. If they agree to our conditions, there is no mitzvah to destroy them. So the mitzvah was never just simply to destroy them for the sake of destroying. The mitzvah is not to leave the land in their hands. Never ever to leave the land in the hands of anyone else. Our mitzvah is that we should always, as the Jewish people, always be in possession of the land. That's what the Ramban says. And the mitzvah here applies b'doyrei doyres throughout all the generations. That's the Ramban's hasaga on the Rama. Imagine if the nations would flee and they would leave. Like it says that the Girgashi, one of the seven nations, Taka ran away. We still have a command to possess the land, to conquer the territories, and to settle our tribes. So the mitzvah has nothing to do with chasing away, with destroying the nations. The mitzvah here is simply to settle the land. That's just a hechatimsa. That's just how we're able to conquer the land. If the nations would flee on their own, or if they would live peacefully among us, we would not be mechuyev to destroy them, says the Ramban. That's based on the conditions, as long as we have the overtures of peace at the proper time, and they agree at the proper time, then they would technically be allowed to live there with us. We have a mitzvah to kibush and yeshivasa, to conquer the land and to settle the land. The Ramban continues, "V'omer ani ki a mitzvah shechachamim mafligim ba." This mitzvah that the Gemara in Ksubis talks about, the Diras Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal say, anyone who leaves and lives in Chutz La'aretz should be as if he's serving idols. And everything that Chazal say about the beauty and the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, again, says the Ramban, it all stems from this positive commandment of Yoshavtem ba. So says the Ramban, it's a positive mitzvah l'doiris, Mischayev kol yochad mimenu. Every individual has this mitzvah if he can. And the Ramban makes the point, even bizman golos, even after we were officially exiled from the land, there, like it says in the Gemara, the mitzvah is to still, every individual should make an attempt to try to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban. And again, the Ramban is a hasaga on the Rambam, because the Rambam is hishmit. The Rambam leaves out this mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Sefer Megillas Esther, it's not the Megillah, it's a Sefer, it's a commentary Megillas Esther that was written in defense of the Rambam in order to try, as an attempt to answer the Ramban's questions against the Rambam. And the Megillas Esther writes the following. Now, what the Megillas Esther writes, his opinion is considered to be a valid opinion, but ultimately, the Achronim reject the Megillas Esther's opinion in the Shita of the Rambam. In other words, what the Megillas Esther says is a good Svara, but it doesn't really explain, it doesn't really fit with the rest of the Rambam. We'll see what that means in a minute. Says the Megillas Esther, V'nira li, so says the Megillas Esther, it appears to me, in Yishuv of the Ramban's Tainus, the Gemaras talk about living in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, explains the Megillas Esther, you know why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? It's because the mitzvah of Yerusha Sa'aretz v'yeshivasa, the mitzvah of inheriting the land, of possessing the land, and settling the land, lo'noaga rak b'mei Moshe v'Yeshua v'David. It only applies before the Galus, when Hashem is bringing us into the land. Because man sh'le'golu mi'artza, only as long as we don't have galus from Eretz Yisrael. But once we were exiled from the land, says the Megillas Esther, a mitzvah zu noheges l'doiris ad eis b'Mashiach. This mitzvah, so to speak, is put on hold until the times that Mashiach comes. Before the times of Mashiach, this mitzvah was put on hold, that we're not, the mitzvah no longer, we no longer, it's no longer incumbent upon us to move to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave us the land, but now Hashem cast us into Galus. As long as we're in Galus, as long as it's the Chorban, we no longer have an obligation to move to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the reason why the Rambam didn't count it as a mitzvah, because the mitzvah doesn't apply nowadays. Ki adraba, on the contrary, says the Megillas Esther, nitzavinu lefi mashamru b'soif ksubis shloi nimrid b'umas. We have a mitzvah not to rebel against the Umais. We're going to quote this Gemara in a minute. L'leches lichbosh es ha'aretz b'chazaka. We have a mitzvah not to conquer the land, not to stand up and aggressively and offensively and take the land. We have a shvua not to take the land b'chazaka. V'hoichichuhu mi'posik hishvati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim. We have a posik, Hishvati Eschem and Shirashirim, that Hashem imposed an oath upon the Jewish people, and the Gemara Darshan Shleyalu Yisrael Bechayma, that we shouldn't go up with force. So the Megillas Esther quotes this Gemara, that once there's a Chorban, there's no longer a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now this opinion is held by a lot of people, that nowadays there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because we have a Zman Chorban. Nevertheless, the on the contrary, the Pasuk tells us that Mishpati Eschem Benois Yerushalayim, even though there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, nowadays when there's a Chorban, the Pasuk tells us not to take it by force. Umasha Omar Oy, this that the Ramban says, that the Chachamim were Hefligu Bishvach Diras Oretz, says the Megillas Esther, that was only speaking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, says the Megillas Esther, there's no mitzvah to live there. V'chein pirshu ha-toisvis sham, and Toisvis says the same thing, that there's no mitzvah nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to quote the Toisvis in a moment. I had an analogy to the Megillas Esther. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Kedusha Rishoyna is Kikshel Shaita and Kikshel Yasad Lavi. That means that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and they sanctified the Makom HaMikdash, so the Makom HaMikdash has an eternal Kedusha, and even Bizman Hazeh, Yerushalayim has the Kedusha as if there's a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara tells us that when they came back and they built the Beis HaMikdash a second time, so it says they already started bringing Karbanis before the building was in place, because the Kedusha Rishoyna was Kikshel Shaita, the Kikshel Yasad Lavi, the Kedusha is eternal. So the Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, that the Kedusha Rishoyna is Kikshel Shaita, the Kikshel Yasad Lavi, why don't we have a Chiv to bring Karbanis nowadays? And many answers are given. We don't know where the Mizbeach should be. We don't have the Nevuah to know exactly, precisely the location of the Mizbeach. Different answers are given. We don't know how to bring the Karbanis properly. Different answers are given why we don't bring Karbanis nowadays if we paskin that the Makom HaMikdash still retains the same sanctity that it had in the times of the Binyan. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that because there was a Gullus, it's true that the Kedusha is there, and it's true that we could technically bring Karbanis. Nevertheless, says the Sefer HaChinuch, there's no longer a mitzvah to bring Karbanis. We're not obligated to bring the Karbanis if Hashem, so to speak, is showing his displeasure with us in the fact that we're in Gullus. So Hashem wants us to be in Gullus right now. That's clear. So if that's the case, there is no mitzvah to bring Karbanis. Even if the Kedusha is there, and even if technically we can bring Karbanis, but the obligation to bring Karbanis is not there. So this would be, this idea of the Sefer HaChinuch would be like a smach. It would be a support to the Svara of the Megillas Esther, that although the Kedusha is there, and although we could live in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps when there's a Chorban, and Hashem is showing us that He wants us to be in Gullus, perhaps that puts the mitzvah on hold. That would be perhaps a support to the Megillas Esther. Now the Toisvis that the Megillas Esther cites, that says that nowadays there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, is not quite the way the Megillas Esther quotes it. The Toisvis in Ksuba says the following: Anu einoy noyig bizman hazeh. This mitzvah, this halacha, that the husband can force the wife to move to Eretz Yisrael and vice versa, doesn't apply nowadays. Why? Ti'ika sakonas drachim, because it's dangerous to go to Eretz Yisrael. I just want to point out that Toisvis here is not necessarily saying that there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Toisvis is simply saying that the halacha that he can force her, or vice versa, to move up, that might not apply because it's dangerous. Toisvis was speaking back then, and even nowadays there might be an element of danger. So that might justify the refusal of the spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael. The first thing certainly doesn't imply that there is no mitzvah. He's simply saying that there's sakonas drachim. He might simply be saying that one spouse can't force the other because of the inherent dangers. Now Tosfos goes on to say, Rabbeinu Chaim used to say, the Achshav Einu Mitzvah Lalda Be'eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, there might not be a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh Kama Mitzvahs Atluyas Ba'aretz. Because there are many mitzvahs that are only enforced when you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, the past year of Shemitah, we had a prohibition to work the land for an entire year. But Kama Oinchin, and there are punishments for not observing the halachas of Eretz Yisrael properly. We don't have the wherewithal to fulfill these mitzvahs. So before it's established, before there are organizations that help support the farmers or that help people separate trumas and maestras properly, so Rabbeinu Chaim said it might be yotze schara behefseda. You might lose more than you gain living in Eretz Yisrael without fulfilling the mitzvahs properly. It might be a net loss, and you might not be fulfilling a mitzvah because you're not compliant with the mitzvahs of the land. The whole point of the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is to be close to Hashem and to fulfill the mitzvahs. If we're not fulfilling the mitzvahs properly, then maybe better left alone and not move to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tosfos in Ksubas that the Megillas Esther was quoting. Again, the Tosfos doesn't quite say that there is no mitzvah now, Bizman Lechorbin. Tosfos recognizes the dangers involved in moving to Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps the husband can't force the wife to tag along to Eretz Yisrael because there might be danger involved. Or maybe there's a net loss if you're not able to keep the mitzvahs properly. But Tosfos doesn't say outright that there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim asks some strong questions against the Megillas Esther's pshat in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishev HaAretz as a mitzvah, and the Ramban asks from the Gemaras and from the Pasuk V'yashavtem Ba. The Megillas Esther says, true, there's a mitzvah, but nowadays, Bizman the Gullus, the mitzvah was put on hold. And we brought an analogy, the mitzvah of bringing karbanis, even if you hold Kedusha Rishonis Kitcha L'Shach. Again, the Megillas Esther's Svara, it might be a Svara, but to say that this is the opinion of the Rambam is very difficult. Aval Dvarav Tzarach Ian Tuva. First of all, the obvious question is that if the Rambam agrees that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, even if granted that the mitzvah was temporarily put on hold, so what? The Rambam still counts mitzvahs that were put on hold. The mitzvah of bringing karbanis. There are many mitzvahs out there from the 613 mitzvahs that we no longer have the capability to perform nowadays, and that we could say that we're no longer chayiv to perform until Mashiach comes. That doesn't really justify leaving out the mitzvah. The Rambam is not compiling a list of mitzvahs that only apply nowadays. The Rambam is compiling a list of entire 613 mitzvahs. Even if granted that the mitzvah doesn't apply, it's temporarily on hold, that wouldn't really justify not counting the mitzvah at all as one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's an obvious question. I saw that the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal asked this kasha also on the Megillas Esther. Soif, the Rambam should have counted the mitzvah. Another strong question against the Rambam is that all of the Gemaras that we've learned in Ksubis that the Ramban brings, the Rambam himself brings those Gemaras. And the Rambam does not say that these milas, these advantages, these qualities of Eretz Yisrael are no longer there, are no longer in force. So the Ramban's kasha was from these Gemaras in Ksubis, and the Megillas Esther says that the Gemara was referring to Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash, but the Rambam himself brings all of these attributes, these qualities of Eretz Yisrael, without qualifying that it only applied during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. There are a few examples where the Gemara teaches us that there's a mitzvah of Yishev HaAretz, and the Rambam brings all of those Gemaras halacha l'maisa even nowadays. So, for example, there are a few examples. In Hilcha Shcheinim, the halachas, the zoning halachas between a man and his neighbor, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Shotaf HaNahar, it should say, as Zesav, if the river washes away my olive trees, and plants it, Gemara Baba Tzion, sorry, and plants it in someone else's field, v'omer hala zesi ani noitel, so I, the true owner of the trees that were washed away and planted somewhere else, I want my trees back. Ein shoymin loy mishamisha v'eretz Yisrael, so I don't have a claim on those trees because you don't go around uprooting trees in Eretz Yisrael. Even though it was an oinus, even though it was against my will, that the tree was washed away and replanted somehow somewhere else, but because of the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to destroy something growing in Eretz Yisrael. We have to leave the tree where it is. This is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, and the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings it halacha lemaisa. So clearly the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies even nowadays. There's a few more examples. The Gemara tells us in Hilchas Sefer, in Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, and Perakeh, we're all familiar with this halacha, halacha yud, Hasoicher bayis be'eretz Yisrael. If you're renting a home in Eretz Yisrael, normally you have 30 days to put up the mezuzah because you're not the true owner, you're merely renting. But says the Rambam, it's a Gemara, in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv b'mezuzah miyad. You're obligated to put up a mezuzah right away, and that's because it's a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael. So we want everybody to be established right away in Eretz Yisrael. If you rent a home, you're liable, you're chayiv to put up a mezuzah immediately because there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam brings this halacha, halacha lemaisa. The Rambam doesn't say that this halacha only applies bizman Mashiach. In Hilchos Shabbos, the famous Gemara in Gittin, Halakeach bayis be'eretz Yisrael, if someone ever purchases a piece of land, a house, a home in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew, you're even allowed to ask the non-Jew to write up the deed, to write up the document, proof of purchase, even on Shabbos, even though normally it's forbidden for a Jew to ask a non-Jew to perform labor on his behalf. And writing a b'shtar would be an issur d'oraisa of ksiva, of kaisiv. Nevertheless, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that they made an exception. They were matir amira l'nachri for the purpose of writing up the document that you purchased the land in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Gazru B'davrazet, that they permitted this amira l'nachri out of concern of Yishuv Eretz. We want to make sure that Eretz Yisrael is settled and that we're settling the land and fulfilling the mitzvah. So clearly, the Rambam holds that all of the Gemaras that discuss Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the Milas, all of the attributes and beautiful qualities that Eretz Yisrael has, even apply nowadays, and we still are concerned, we still want people to move to Eretz Yisrael and to settle the land. And another final example, in Hilchos Melachim, Perakei Halacha Tes, the Rambam brings, like we mentioned, all of the Gemaras in Ksubis that discuss the attributes of Eretz Yisrael, even Bizman Hazeh, one after the other. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam brings the entire Gemara in Ksubis, clearly indicating that these halachas all apply Bizman Hazeh. So the question comes back that the Ramban asks against the Rambam, that why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So the simple explanation would be, and I saw that the Satan Rebbe says the same thing, that the Rambam holds like Rashi. The Rambam holds like Rashi, that when the Pasuk says V'yashavtem ba, it's not taken to mean a specific technical mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah miyuchedes. It's a haftacha. It's just a promise, and it's something that's desirable. It's something that Hashem wants us to do, but he never actually gave it to us in the form of a mitzvah. That is Rashi's opinion. So the Rambam most likely holds like Rashi that he doesn't count it as a mitzvah because it's technically not a mitzvah, but it's a davar merutza mo'id. It's something that's very desirable. They say avart, derech eretz kadma la'Torah, that being a proper person, being a mensch, is a prerequisite to Torah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah, be a mensch. It's self-understood. In order to live a Torah life, you have to be a mensch. So perhaps Rashi holds, the Rambam holds, that accepting the gift that Hashem gave us and enjoying the closeness to Hashem of being in Eretz Yisrael is something that's self-understood. It wasn't given to us in the form of a mitzvah. It's something that's just self-understood that we should accept the gift and we shouldn't be repulsed, like the Ramban says, with the land of Eretz Yisrael. But technically, it's not a mitzvah, so it's not officially one of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Ksuvos Tashbash, who was a Talmud of the Rivash, writes, "Afilu l'mi she'enu mayna oisa mitzvah d'oraisa, even according to those that doesn't count living in Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah," he's referring to the Rambam, "mikom makom yeshiva sa'aretz mitzvah, nevertheless, of course, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and then ein ladaitim in ha-Torah ha-veluhum with the Rabbanon, at the very least, it's something that the Rabbanon told us that we should do." So at the end of the day, everybody agrees, of course, that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban holds that it's deraisa, and the Rambam and Rashi don't have an explicit mitzvah commanding us to live in Eretz Yisrael, but it's at the very least a mitzvah derabanan. It's a concept that we should want to do. I saw that the Ksuvos Avnei Nezer has a very interesting tliya. The Avnei Nezer says that in his opinion it should really depend, and we referenced this before, that there's a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer if Kedusha Rishayna is Kikshel Yasid Lavoi or Loi Kikshel Yasid Lavoi. When the Jewish people are exiled and they come back to the land, are we going to have to re-sanctify the land? Or does the Kedusha that was already established back then, when Klai Yisrael entered the land, does that Kedusha last eternally? So it's a whole discussion if this is referring to the Makom HaMikdash or is this referring to the Kedusha of the Oretz. Is Truma and Maisris Bismanazeh Midoraisa? Is Truma and Maisris Bismanazeh only the Rabbanan? There are various shitas. So the Ksuvos Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Simin Tuf Nun Dalid Ois Gimel, he says that in his mind, it should really depend if the original Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is intact, is still there, or do we say that once we were exiled, maybe it doesn't have its Kedusha, and then it might not have the same Kedusha that it had while we were there. So the Avnei Nezer writes the following. Mashmois ha-poiskim. The mashmois of the poiskim is that Eretz Yisrael shekavshu oilei bovel, eich shehu, that no matter who you are, whether you're a tzaddik or not a tzaddik, whether you're deservant or not. So he says, mitzvah lalos v'leish of Eretz Yisrael. Any areas that were conquered by the Oilei Bavel. So that means that when Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klai Yisrael over to the Yarden and Yeshua brought us into the land, there was a larger territory that was conquered by Yeshua. That's the Oilei Mitzrayim. Subsequently, as we know, we were exiled, and the Oilei Bavel went to Eretz Yisrael. When the Oilei Bavel retook Eretz Yisrael, they did not take the original borders of Eretz Yisrael from the times of Moshe and Yeshua. They took a much smaller patch of land for Eretz Yisrael. They were not able to conquer the entire land. The Oilei Bavel took much less than the Oilei Mitzrayim. So says the Avnei Nezer, any areas that were conquered by the Oilei Bavel, and there are people who know exactly the borders of the Oilei Bavel, that's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Avnei Nezer makes this clear. He says in his mind it should depend. If you hold that the original Kedusha only applies when Klai Yisrael is living there, be'ein mitzvahs tluyas ba'aretz, g'goin Tzafik Orla and Klai Kerem, noyagim ba'aretz rak midrabanan, and the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael only apply nowadays midrabanan, and there are people, there are Rishonim who hold that, then the mitzvah yeshiva gam came in the Rabbanan. That would mean that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only the Rabbanan, because if the Kedusha is only the Rabbanan, the mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. However, das roiv poiskim, the kidshul yasid lavoi mitzvah yeshiva minatar. But most poiskim hold that the original Kedusha was the yasid lavoi, it's eternal, so therefore, in the opinion of the roiv poiskim, the mitzvah of yeshiva would also be eternal, bismanazeh, like the Ramban says. So the Avnei Nezer sort of works with the Svara of the Megillas Esther, that it really should depend. It really should depend on if the Dizman the Bias and Dizman the Churban. The Megillas Esther, that was his distinction that he made before for the Rambam. The Rambam himself is mashma that whatever level of mitzvah it is would apply nowadays. And the Avnei-Nezer is made of a mixus. The Avnei-Nezer makes a compromise that if whatever you hold regarding the status of Eretz Israel, if the status of Eretz Israel today has the same Kedusha Midoraisa, then the mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel is Midoraisa. But if the status of Eretz Israel only has the Kedusha Derabana, then the mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel would only be Derabana. It's as if he's borrowing the Svara of the Megillas Esther, but it would depend on whether or not the land has the Kedusha or not. I think what most people rely on nowadays, not to get up and move to Eretz Israel, is the Igris Moshe. The Igris Moshe writes, or from Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal, writes in Eben Ezer, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Beis, Rav Moshe sums it up like this. Rav Moshe lived in New York, by the way. Rav Poiskim Savri, Duhu Mitzvah. Most Poiskim hold that there's a mitzvah here, referring to the Ramban, other Rishonim, they count it as a mitzvah. Avo Poshet, but the Rav Moshe says, it's obvious, he says, She'ein ze bizman hazeh, mitzvah chiyuvis she'al haguf. That he says it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's something that you fulfill if you do it, but you can't actually say there's an obligation to pick yourself up and move to Eretz Yisrael. Because if so, hayememela nimtza she'asr lader b'chutz la'aretz. Because if there's a positive commandment to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then it would go without saying that living in chutz la'aretz would be a bittel, would be forbidden, would be a bittel that aseh. Because you're being overly aseh. V'loy huskur isr el al hadar be'eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting idea. The Gemara talks about that if you're already living in Eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden without a good reason to move out of Eretz Yisrael and to resettle someplace else. Says Rav Moshe that if it's truly a mitzvah incumbent on everyone to live in Eretz Yisrael, of course you can't leave. The Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush that it's forbidden to live anywhere else. Why does the Gemara have to say that it's forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara should have said that it's forbidden for anyone to live outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you see, says Rav Moshe, that the obligation to live is only rabbinic in nature, and it only applies to someone who's already living and already settled there. That's the mitzvah kiyumis, and it's rabbinically forbidden to leave with no good reason. But says Rav Moshe, nowadays that we're in Golus, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not an obligatory mitzvah to move to Eretz Israel, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Avo mitzan hu asei, he says, einenu chiyuvis elek shedor sham mekayim mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, you can't consider it an obligation, but if you live there, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So that's Rav Moshe's diuk in the Gemara and the Rambam. I don't know if what Rav Moshe is saying is consistent with what the Ramban says. The Ramban seems to make it pretty clear that there's a positive mitzvah to get up and move to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe is going more in the Rambam, that the Gemara says, the Rambam says it's forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam never said, pemalei, that there's a mitzvah for everyone to get up and that there's an obligation to move to Eretz Yisrael. I saw a very interesting svara from the Tzitz Eliezer. We spoke about this before. The Megillas Esther brought this Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says, Gimel Shvuas Halalu Lama. In Shira Shira, the Pasuk says, Ishvati Eschem. It says, the Pasuk says over and over again that there are oaths that Hashem imposed on the Jewish people when we were sent into Golus. So says the Gemara there are three Shvuas. One, Shalayalu Yisrael B'choyma. We can't go up with force. We can't go up like a wall. We can't go en masse to Eretz Yisrael. Another Shvuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed an oath on us that Klal Yisrael should not rebel against our host nations. And the third Shvuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed an oath on the nations that they should not enslave the Jewish people more than necessary and unreasonably. Of course, all the persecutions that went on through the exiles are probably a violation of this oath, and ultimately those nations didn't last. Klal Yisrael has the Haftacha that we're going to last. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed an oath. There's an understanding among the nations that they shouldn't subjugate Klal Yisrael more than necessary. These are the three oaths that the Gemara refers to. Number one, we have an oath not to go up to Eretz Yisrael like a choyma, like a wall. Number two, there's an oath not to fight against the nations. And number three, there's an oath that the nation shouldn't fight against us, shouldn't persecute us, shouldn't subjugate us. Yoiser midai. Rashi explains not to go up b'choyma, shliyalu yachad b'yad chazaka. We shouldn't go up with a strong hand until the times of Mashiach. I saw an interesting chiddush in the Tzitz Eliezer that whether we recognize the state of Israel or not, whether we subscribe to the secular government of Israel or not, but the reality is, at the end of the day, every Jew is welcome to move to Eretz Israel. And even the nations of the world acknowledge and recognize, I saw that Tzitz Eliezer says, any nation that matters, we're not discussing about some rogue nation that doesn't acknowledge the existence of Israel. Every nation acknowledges that Israel exists, and that a Jew moving to Eretz Israel nowadays is not perceived as taking the land by force. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, nowadays Klal Yisrael technically could move to Eretz Israel as a choyma, as a wall, because that will not be perceived by the nations as a forceful takeover. We're simply moving to the area that we're allowed to be. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, a very interesting chiddush, that Harei loichal memela in item chaf dalit, loichal memela yoiser al aliyah kolis dvar hashua, that the oath is not applicable because shayalu b'chayma upog tokfa, the strength of that oath dissipated. Why? Kiven shezek far lo misparish be'enei shum echad ki aliyah b'chayma, because it's no longer defined, it's no longer perceived by the nations as going up as a wall, as forcefully. Lehepach, roiv ha'amin, this is the lashon of the Tzitz Eliezer, most nations, should be yadam koyach ha'achra, most nations that matter, that are the decision makers in the world, haven, they understand, and le'umais mabitin, haven le'umais mabitin ba'ayin toiva alkach, they all look with a good eye, Beroyin is a dover kativi, and they almost consider it natural for a Jew to move to Israel because we have the right to do so today. Kibbonim hashovim el cheik melato, like children returning to the bosom, to the lap of their mother. That's how he refers beautifully to the love of living in Eretz Israel. Im kain, so says the Tzitz Eliezer, nischak shevim mitzvah valiya gam chiyav klali. I'll call base Israel, I'll call kibbutz Yehudi hanimsa, echad sham betusas lakum b'meruchas v'lavu l'snachal b'eretz chemdasein. So not to take away from what Rav Moshe says that we can't really obligate a person to move to Eretz Israel because it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis b'zman hazeh, but it is a mitzvah kiyumis. So the Tzitz Eliezer would say that even moving to Eretz Israel with a massive emigration to Eretz Israel would not be perceived nowadays as a chayma, and it would still be compliant with the oath not to take Eretz Israel forcefully. I saw the Pesukim discuss purchasing land in Eretz Israel. So on the one hand, you're not settling there, but you are taking possession of Eretz Israel. So at least you would have the first mitzvah. If somebody earns their income from Eretz Israel, has businesses in Eretz Israel, that would be a kiyum of Yishuv Haaretz, even if they're living in Chutz Laaretz. I also saw, conversely, that if a person would not be able to support himself in Eretz Israel, and they're relying on outside support, there are those who argue that that's not a fulfillment of Yishuv Eretz Israel, because you're not settling the land, because you're still dependent on people living somewhere else. You're not settling and building up the land, making the land to be self-sufficient. So I saw all sorts of different ideas about the application of this mitzvah kiyumis, this sort of important, special, however voluntary mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. To end off with a dvar musar, the Michtam Eliyahu, Rabbi Elazar Dessler writes in the third chelik, page 194, he writes like this: all of these outstanding statements of Chazal, that anybody who walks Dalet Amis in Eretz Israel, anybody who lives in Eretz Israel, is guaranteed a portion of Olam Haba and so on. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, "Bevadai shedivrei Chazal al inyan mechilas ha'avoynes." When Chazal discussed the concept of having our averus waived by living in Eretz Yisrael, their kavana, he says, is someone who reaches the levels that they can be inspired to reach through living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not magic. It's not magic that if you simply walk four amis in Eretz Yisrael, all of your averus are forgiven, you are guaranteed a portion in Olam Haba. All of these statements should be taken, should be understood to mean that if we allow ourselves to be inspired by the Kedusha, living in Eretz Yisrael is a guarantee that we'll get Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that simply walking four cubits is a guarantee. It means if we're living our lives in such a way that we're inspired by that, that's the first step to getting to Olam Haba. And through that, a person will merit a perfect tshuva, to do tshuva. And he says, that's also what it means when it says anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael has Hashem, and anybody who lives in Chutz Laaretz doesn't, so to speak, have Hashem. They're speaking about someone who's on the Madrega, that extra Kedusha will be Makarev him to Hashem. Since that extra Kedusha will be Makarev him to Hashem, so that living outside Eretz Yisrael would be sort of a rejection, would be giving up that potential Kedusha that the person has. So it's all about our attitude, and it's all about what we could gain from that. So we should talk all bizoicha that the kedusha should be reestablished in Eretz Yisrael, and we should have the gula shlema and all merit to truly be mekayim the mitzvah of yishuv haaretz.
All right.